Genesis chapter 11. Now the whole earth was of one language and one vocabulary. And it came to pass, as they migrated eastwards, that they found a valley in the land of Shinar, and dwelt there. And they said to each other, "Come on, let's make bricks and fire them thoroughly." And they had bricks for stone, and they had bitumen for mortar. And they said, "Come on, let's build ourselves a city, and a tower with its top in the sky, and let's make ourselves a reputation, so that we are not scattered over the surface of all the earth." Then the Lord came down to see the city, and the tower, which the sons of Adam had built. And the Lord said, "Behold, there is one people and one language for all of them, and this is what they have undertaken to do. Now nothing that they devise will be infeasible for them to do. Come now, let us go down and confound their language there, so that one will not understand the language of another." So the Lord scattered them from there over the surface of the whole earth, and they stopped building the city. For that reason they called it Babel, because the Lord confounded the language of the whole earth there. And from there the Lord scattered them over the surface of the whole earth. This is the lineage of Shem. Shem was 100 years old when he begot Arphaxad, 2 years after the flood. Then, after he begot Arphaxad, Shem lived for 500 years, and he begot sons and daughters. And Arphaxad lived for 35 years and begot Shelah. Then, after he begot Shelah, Arphaxad lived for 403 years, and he begot sons and daughters. And Shelah lived for 30 years and begot Eber. Then after he begot Eber, Shelah lived for 403 years, and he begot sons and daughters. And Eber lived for 34 years and begot Peleg. Then after he begot Peleg, Eber lived for 430 years, and he begot sons and daughters. And Peleg lived for 30 years and begot Reu. Then after he begot Reu, Peleg lived for 209 years, and he begot sons and daughters. And Reu lived for 32 years, and begot Serug. Then after he begot Serug, Reu lived for 207 years, and he begot sons and daughters. And Serug lived for 30 years, and begot Nahor. Then after he begot Nahor, Serug lived for 200 years, and he begot sons and daughters. And Nahor lived for 29 years and begot Terah. Then, after he begot Terah, Nahor lived for 119 years and he begot sons and daughters. And Terah lived for 70 years and begot Abram, Nahor, and Haran. This is the lineage of Terah. Terah begot Abram, Nahor, and Haran, and Haran begot Lot. But Haran died before Terah his father in his native land, in Ur of the Chaldees. And Abram and Nahor took wives. The name of Abram's wife was Sarai, and the name of Nahor's wife was Milcah, the daughter of Haran, the father of Milcah, and the father of Iscah. Now Sarai was barren, she did not have any offspring. And Terah took Abram his son, and Lot Haran's son, his grandson, and Sarai his daughter-in-law, the wife of Abram his son, and they went out together from Ur of the Chaldees to go to the land of Canaan. And they went as far as Haran, and dwelt there. And the days of Terah were 205 years. Then Terah died in Haran.